Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, welcome once again to Free Inside Ministry. It's 99.5 FM, The Word. It's 9:30 p.m. I'd like to welcome you to the show tonight. I want to give a shout out to all of our faithful beloveds that are listening, no matter what facility you might be at. I want to bless our brothers that are up at Waiava and all of our brothers that are up at Halava, the Friday Chapel Boys and the Wednesday Night Group. Our FDC faithfuls, where you have your Bible study every night at 6 p.m., but also on Sunday we get to worship with you from 1:30 to 3:30. Iron sharpens irons, my brothers. Keep up the faith, keep up the good work. OCCC and the men and women's modules, you know who you are. Keep doing your Bible studies, keep reading the Word. Like we always say, if the world got you where you're at, then the Word will deliver you. If you continue to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result, that is the definition of insanity. To our women out at WCCC, we're in Arizona last week, as we told you. We look forward to seeing you very soon. And this program will be going out to our brothers at Saguaro, Arizona. Aloha, brothers, all the way from the 808. Just had a wonderful time with you about a week ago or so. Know that we lift you in prayer, that we lift your families in prayer for protection and provision. Know that you're near and dear to our hearts, and we look forward to seeing you in the latter part of this year. We're working that out with administration so that we're able to come and praise and worship the living God with you once again. You know, we just want to let you know that Jeremiah 29:11 is our anchor verse. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." We have a website. You can view the website at www.freeinsideministry.org. We have all of the radio broadcasts there for your listening convenience, for you to download or to listen right there. We also have an email at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you in the social media arena and have a Facebook account, we too have a Facebook account. Keeps you up to date with the going-ons of the ministry, the travels, and also the testimonies of families whose loved ones have tuned into Free Insight and the impact it's making in their lives. And in the Facebook page, the name of the account is Free Insight Ministry. Go to the page and share in some of the testimonies that we have from so many different people. You know, tonight we're very blessed. I want to thank all of the beloved that are tuning in now. Whether you're just getting home from fighting the traffic going out to the west side, or you've been home for a while and kind of relaxing before you go to bed, or even if you're in your bunk right now or in your bed and you're behind those walls and you're looking up at the bed above you, just the ceiling, or staring out the window at the stars in the sky, we want you to know that God loves you, and God loves you right where you're at, but He loves you so much, He doesn't want to leave you there. We believe that God has a plan for you. He's got a future for you. That's why we always refer to Jeremiah 29:11. So let's look at this as not the end in the road, but the bend in the road for each and every one of you. Tonight, my beloved, we are so blessed, my brothers and sisters, to have Pastor Scott Sonoda with us once again. Now, the reason tonight's show is so special is we have just returned from what I consider to be an epic trip to Saguaro, Arizona, and also Red Rock facility in Arizona, right next to Saguaro. Both of those facilities were able to go in and minister to them with the love of Jesus, to give them the good news of the gospel, to give them the joy of Jesus Christ, to share the love of our Lord with them. And we have so many testimonies, but Pastor Scott is the senior pastor at the Free Inside Church at 300 Willakina Drive. That's up in the lovely neighborhood of Wahiawa. We have two services every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10:15 a.m. And the Holy Spirit fills us. The Holy Spirit leads us. the Holy Spirit falls upon those that are there. So if you're not doing anything this Mother's Day, we're going to be blessed. We're going to have the team, the prison ministry team that just returned from ministering to our brothers that are incarcerated in Arizona. They will be doing the service, and Pastor Scott will be giving a special and anointed message to all the mothers that will be in attendance. And we look so forward to that. So if you're able, once again, we have two services on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10:15, and it's going to be a very special service. We're going to try and video this service so that we can share it with our brothers that are incarcerated in Arizona. Because our ministry and our church just sowed into this trip. They sowed seed into so that we were able to go. Now it's time for the victory report. As I was sharing with you last night with the Helsham family, the shield's a little dented, the sword's a little bloodied, the sandals stay all bust, but you know what? We claim the victory by the blood of Jesus. Pastor Scott's with us right now, and Scott, it's so good to have you once again. Can you share with our listening audience just what are some of the takeaways that you have from this most recent trip to Arizona? And just what, when you close your eyes, what do you remember, Scott?
The one word that comes to my mind, first of all, blessings to all of you who are tuning in, especially for our brothers in Saguaro, where we just came back last night. It was just the greatest experience. You know, Bola, we've had so many great trips. Great, not good, great trips. It would be very hard for me to say that this was the best one because we've had so many great ones. But after thinking about it all, I have to say, probably say this was probably the best one yet because of the fact not only did we make an impact on the men incarcerated from Hawaii, we also made an impact on the administration staff there at Saguaro.
You know, one of the wonderful things that we were able to do, and I think some of the staff members actually shared that with us, that no other ministry, for one, was ever able to get into Red Rock, which we blessed on Thursday. But in Saguaro, we were like the strolling minestrones. We were walking from pod to pod where we were able to reach out and sing praise and worship, give a short message of encouragement, and then hustle off to the next spot. Now, this was on Sunday morning before we were able to distribute the 1,500 cookies that we took up. A little touch of aloha, the coconut macadamia nut cookie that I know they don't get there in Saguaro. But, Scott, when we were able to go into Red Rock, can you just tell the listening audience, I mean, here we are going into a place where no one has been able to go into, and the Lord gave us favor and grace to represent His love, and we go into this housing unit where these men live with each other because they are unable to live in the general population because of the threats upon their life. Can you just share that with the audience so they can get a grasp of what we had able to share?
Listening audience, if you would just close your eyes as I tell this story of how it really was. We walk off the plane. We're tired. We had a few hours of sleep. We're going into a place that no ministry has ever treaded ground. And we walk into there. There's 42 men of high-profile crimes that are there. Some have never seen anyone but their families in over 10 years. And here we are, a group of people from Hawaii, and we walk in there. And, you know, you would expect them to be, "Hey, brother, sister, what's up? Oh, long time no see you." Oh, brown faces. Because, you know, I remember when I went to the mainland, whoa. When I saw a brown face, I was like, wow, it seems kind of weird because, you know, all you saw was white faces when we were in the mainland. But, you know, they haven't seen anybody but their families in over 10 years. But their reaction wasn't what we thought. Remember, Bola? It was kind of like, what? What you guys doing over here?
What you want? What you want? Yeah.
What you guys doing over here? Because, you know, and Bola, being incarcerated before, I had to bring myself back to say, you know, while you're in prison, Bola, you have to shut yourself down. Because if you live free, they will tell you, no, you can't live free. You're not free because you go to sleep when we tell you. You eat when we tell you. You go to the bathroom when we tell you. The lights go out when we say. The lights go on when we say. So basically, you have to shut yourself down. You can't have any type of physical contact. So for us to walk in there with the aloha, it was so foreign for them.
But, you know, Scott, we saw the Lord work. I mean, you know, we opened up with some praise and worship. And then we're able to start sharing a message of encouragement, a message of good news. And, you know, I was able to speak, and I was throwing everything I had on the wall. I was running out of arrows in my quiver. And it was like I went from a sniper rifle to a shotgun to I want to throw a grenade and blow some stuff up. But when you can feel evil, when you can sense evil, when you can sense the enemy is hovering in the corners of darkness and it has this whole entire room engulfed in the power of Satan, that's when you stand up in the name of Jesus. That's when you stand up in the power of the Holy Spirit and you say, devil, flee. You are not welcome here. But Scott, that's how we started that session. Now, we were with them for 2 hours. Maybe you can bring to light. Maybe you can share with our audience. It started off really confrontational, really, they didn't want to get involved. Is that how it ended?
Not by all means, Bulla. You had to be there to experience what I'm going to try to explain, but you had to be there. So as I looked at my watch, I said, we've been here an hour, 20 minutes, praising God, speaking the word of God into their life, and they're not budging, you know? So I don't know if you remember when you were pounding the word of God to them, the Lord told me, get up and walk amongst them and just start praying. And so I started walking amongst them underneath my breath, speaking in tongues, you know, just praying, Lord, breakthrough, Lord, pierce their heart. Lord, just break up that heart of stone. And, you know, the next thing I know, you know, you could sense, you know, their guard getting let down. And then as you ended and you plowed the ground for me, I didn't know what I was going to say, but I had no message. And in fact, today, I don't even know what I said to them because it wasn't me speaking. I was just speaking what the Holy Spirit was saying to me.
Amen.
And all I know is that at the end, when we asked them to bow their heads, that we may never have this opportunity ever again to come back in here. And if it's one thing that I want them to receive, is the gift of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as they bowed their heads, I gave a salvation call. And 90%, I think about, there were 42, I think about 37 or more, ended up raising their, not just lifting their hand, raising their hands as if they were trying to dunk a basketball. And they were all weeping. They were coming forward to receive Jesus Christ our Lord.
Well, you know, Pastor Scott, that's our whole ministry, is we bring the goodness, the good news of the gospel. We bring them to the cross because we never know when we will ever see them again. And at Red Rock, I don't know if we'll ever see them again, you know. But for that time and that moment, for that place and that special, special time that the Lord provided the opportunity, we were able to bring them to the cross. But it didn't only end with the salvation, Scott. I mean, it got even better after that. And Just share your heart with what happened after, because that's what really blew me away at Red Rock.
Well, I have to say that was probably one of the two highlights that I can remember most, and I'll never forget. Because after we came home, I was so tired, 45 minutes sleep and 7.5 hour plane ride, exhausted. I'm saying, I'm going to bed. But as I read my iPad, a message came up saying, Pastor Scott, would you please call me? You know, so being, I just was prompted, as tired as I was, I said, let me give one last call before I go to bed. And it was a lady from the Big Island, and she gave me this. She said, Pastor Scott, I just want to let you know that my fiance had just called me with tears several hours ago. I looked, and it was been maybe 8 hours since we had just gotten out of that Red Rock facility. And so she said to me that my fiance was crying. I never heard so much joy in his heart, that he just said a group from Hawaii called the Free Inside Prison Ministry from First Assembly of God just visited us. And she said, honey, I will tell you something. I felt the love that I've never felt in my entire life. I don't know what it was, but she said, I felt like they brought Hawaii to us, and for the first time in, I can't even remember, this overwhelming joy, this unspeakable joy, this unspeakable compassion just came over me, and I broke down and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. And then I told her, I said, oh, praise the Lord, praise God. There were so many of them. I said, but let me tell you, I was telling this young lady, what really touched my heart, because just as we were ready to leave, a gentleman with tears came up and stood up in front of everyone, and he says, Pastor Scott, before you go, I just have to pray over you. I just have to thank you so much for you and your team to come out here and to bring this love of God for us. Can I pray for you? And as we all huddled, all the inmates, all these men had surrounded us and laid hands upon us. And this man prayed the most beautiful prayer of repentance, and joy was just flowing from his heart. And I told the young lady that touched us. We were all broken, crying, weeping. And you know what she said to me, Bulla? She said, "That was my fiance." And I said, "Are you sure?" She says, "Because he told me I've never prayed ever in my life before in a bunch of group of people." And she said, "But I had to." He said, "I had to pray. And so I prayed a prayer over them." And she said, "That was my fiance," because he said he had never done that. And he did that for us. And when I realized what had happened, I just wept. I was just so touched.
That was the Holy Spirit. You know, in fact, Scott, we also had another gentleman who just stood up and said, "Can I say something?" And, you know, whenever you're in prison, you're always cautious. But, you know, we're led by the Holy Spirit. And so he said, "Please, brother, share." And that's when he says, "I don't know how to explain this feeling inside of me, but I feel free. I feel like something's not on my back anymore. And I just feel, I don't know how to explain it, bro." He goes, I just feel good, man. I just feel so good. And I don't like to talk in front of people, but, man, whatever you guys got, whatever we just did, man, I feel better. I feel good. And you remember that guy?
Yeah, that was the guy who said, "Brother, you brought the manna." I said, "No, we didn't bring the manna. We brought the Jesus."
That's right. That's right. But you see, that's one of the miracles. You know, I was sharing with the Helsham boys last night, is they are able at the tender age of 20 and 18 to see miracles, to see signs and wonders right before their eyes. They're not reading about it. They're not listening about it. They're not watching a DVD about it. They're not doing a how-to or Miracles for Dummies book. It was in the flesh in front of them. And I was telling Robert last night, that impact will be in their hearts forever. So we close up with Red Rock, and we're beat up and we're busting. We're going like, "Oh my goodness, Lord, what do you have planned for this Free Inside team? Because if this is the beginning, oh my goodness, how are we going to go farther?" But would you say that it got better, Pastor Scott?
Yes, it just got better by the day. It was miracle after miracle, glory to glory. You're going to have to tune in for the rest of the week to hear from different. But I want to invite you, as the pastor of the Free Inside Church, that this Sunday, if you have any loved ones, if you'd like to catch a glimpse live from our mouths, what it was like this past weekend, for 3 or 4 days that we were there in Saguaro, Arizona. Please, I invite you, please come out. You won't be disappointed. You'll be so blessed. We're going to rock the house for Jesus.
Actually, what's wonderful is it is Mother's Day, and we realize that. And mothers have a very special place in each and every one of our hearts, because we only get one mommy. But this is going to be a special service, because we're going to give a praise report. The prison ministry team that went up, we are the praise and worship. We are the offertory. We are everything from soup to nuts for both services at 8 and 10:15 a.m. in Wahiawa at 300 Willakina Drive, the Free Inside Church. And we're going to be videotaping this to send it back to Saguaro so our brothers there can see our service as we go in gratitude and give testimonies of how they have blessed us, how they have changed our lives, how they have given us a greater appreciation for our Lord and Savior. So if you're not doing anything Sunday, come on up to Wahiawa. We guarantee we'll have some refreshments afterwards. But come get bathed in the Holy Spirit. Come see Jesus in action, because the Lord's not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. We're going to raise the roof. We're going to praise Him for what He's done, but we're going to worship Him for who He is. Now, Pastor Scott, in Saguaro, we're so blessed. We're able to go into something called the Faith Pod. Now, we transitioned from Red Rock, where it was really cold and hard. We had to break the ice. It was like the glacier, like the Titanic. We had to do something. And then on the next day, on Friday morning, we go into the Faith Pod, where we have been before, but it was just a little special this time. And maybe you can share with the listening audience about the Faith Pod.
Well, I don't know what it feels like to be a rock star, but I felt like we were rock stars, because as we were outside, they all stood up and started to clap. And then as soon as they opened up the doors, we heard this loud, thunderous clap and cheer. And it was so welcoming. It was so much aloha in that place. And that's the beginning of what that day was like. And we went on for, I think, 5 hours of worship for that day. And we just gave our hearts. We left everything on the floor there.
Well, you know, they it was wonderful. They welcomed us up in an oli, a welcoming Hawaiian chant, and they actually performed for us. They have a praise and worship team. Not only that, they have a drama team. They did a really funny skit, and they also have an interpretive dance team, and they have a choir. So everyone in that faith pod is studying the Word of God. But Pastor Garcia, and I got to give props to Pastor Garcia, who has a wonderful pair of sunglasses on him as we give this radio show tonight. You're welcome, Louise. But anyway, he has done such a wonderful thing. He's built upon the foundation that Ms. Regina Beattie had left, and now it's just gone to another level. But in the Faith Pod, they do study the Word of God. They're very receptive to us. We've been very welcome there. But, you know, it's just a wonderful time when you can sit there and enjoy the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Pastor Scott, it was interesting because we actually had some employees from the facility, if you can remember. They were able to come and actually praise and worship with us during their day.
Yes, I do recall that. And, you know, all I remember is that place was in a frenzy. They were jumping out of their chairs. They were coming out of the chairs, dancing down the aisles. And I looked at the staff, and, you know, this is not normal behavior, you know, but the staff was there with tears running down their cheeks to see that. It was just the joy of the Lord, unspeakable joy. You couldn't stop them from not having and not shedding a tear.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always tell them, he who the sun sets free is free indeed. Now let's fast forward. We're able to actually take a little bit of aloha with us. You know, we were able to take up coconut macadamia nut cookies to them. We're able to distribute it to them in the cafeteria on Sunday. Every man that was able to eat lunch had an opportunity to get a little bit of aloha in his hand so that he could eat later. Now, what were some of the reactions as the men were leaving the cafeteria? Because they only get 15 minutes to eat. But we gave them the cookies. We said, hey, Jesus loves you. God bless you, man. What do you remember as some of your interactions?
They were just so grateful. You know, just the listening audience, you know, we forget sometimes the little things of freedom, the little things like a cookie all the way from Hawaii, macadamia nut, you know, from their home, the 808 state, you know, and they were so grateful, bowing down graciously, saying, thank you so much for bringing this all the way, for thinking of us. We love you. And it was so sincere, Bull. It was unspeakable.
Now, you know, our voices are pretty shot. Our bodies were shot. I mean, we were just like the walking wounded. But you know what? Every day, every morning, we pick up the sword. We pick up our shield. We pick up our helmet. We pick up our thongs. We put on the full armor of God, knowing that we have the victory in Jesus, that we will be defeating the enemy as we walk forward. We can't lift up the sword. We can't walk, but the Lord enables us to keep moving forward. You know, and that's where we claim the victory. But, you know, I think one of the great things that we had is we actually have an opportunity to see the chaplain just get moved by the Holy Spirit. Can you just share why we are so confident that we have left Saguaro in such good hands this time?
Oh, Bola, do I have another hour to say that? Or? But, yeah, I just want to say that I am so proud of our team. But on this particular day that I know you know and I'm connecting you with is our flame, your wife, Lynette Eastman. We call her the flame because of she's just a light for our team. But she went and gave a heartfelt message that broke the stronghold over Chaplain McGuire, that gave him the breakthrough that set him free. He's been all over the world, seen presidents, soccer, 300,000 fans in the soccer stadium, World Series, prime ministers he's played before. But he said it took a prison ministry team for First Assembly of God to set him on the right path. And it was, he broke down and he apologized to the inmates that he had lost focus, that his real reason for him being there this season was to serve. And it was the service of First Assembly of God Prison Ministry that showed him how to do that.
Well, you know, once again, you know, when Chaplain McGuire said it took a team from Hawaii, the Free Inside Ministry from First Assembly of God, to teach him how to serve. Because he said he could get in his car and he could go home every day. It takes about an hour. And he goes, he finally realized these guys can't go home. These guys don't have family. They can just get in the car and come see them. In fact, we met some families from Molokai and also the island of Oahu, had saved up money for over 2 years just to come see Papa, just to see grandpa and make sure he's okay. That's what it takes to get all the way out there. So when we go with a little bit of aloha, it goes a long way. But Chaplain McGuire was able to see that how we serve just unabashedly to the, our brothers there. And he says that is what taught him. That is what has brought him out of the desert. And he committed, recommitted himself to those men of Saguaro. He is going to serve them. He is going to do a better job. And he's going to do everything in the power of the Holy Spirit to take care of them. That's why we're confident in every word that we speak that it is going to be a better place. He's not going to be an administrator. He is going to be their minister. He's going to be their godly counsel that they need. But Pastor Scott, we got about a minute to go. Any parting words that you wanted to share with our listening audience?
You know, I just feel led by the Holy Spirit to really invite the families of the incarcerated out so you can tell, see firsthand. And, you know, because we're going to be video streaming, I'd like to, at the end of the service, have you stand in front of the camera and give a shout out, because this video is going back to Saguaro and to Red Rock if we can.
Exactly. In fact, we'd like you to come so that our congregation, so that our leaders and our pastors can pray over you. Pray for a cover of protection over your family. Pray for an abundance of blessings, of provisions for your family. Come to the Free Inside Church. Come to 300 Willakina Drive this Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10:15. Come and be blessed. Come and feel the love of the Lord. You know, it's, we call it the Free Inside Ministry because when you come there, it's just free inside.
Amen.
It's just come with your slippers, come with your shorts, come with what you, come to receive the joy of the Lord. And I promise that no one will judge you, no one will look down on you. Welcome you with open arms, sing some praise and worship. Let God come into your heart and see the goodness of our Lord. I want to thank everyone once again for tuning in this evening. You know, tomorrow night, I'm not sure who we'll have, but we had such a great lineup so far. You know, we're just blessed. I want to give a shout out and a thank you once again to our sponsors that we have. You know, and I just want to thank, you know, Honolulu Ford and Mark Benson, and I want to thank First Assembly of God. But most of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Talk to your daddy tonight. Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you need him in your life. Abba Father's waiting for you, that conversation with you. Be blessed, and ahuiho.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.